Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Today is Tell Del Tuesday, and with me today is the guest, Brian and Roxanne Coyne out of, Georgetown, Texas. I think that's pretty close to Austin, somewhere around there in the Texas area. And we're lucky to have them with us. Normally, I have people that have been deep into the program and a large amount of success. But today, we're going to start with some people that are just sticking their toe in the water and starting up here and see how this whole thing looks and feels from their point of view. So, guys, Brian, Roxanne, welcome to the show.
Thanks.
Thank you, Del. It's a pleasure to be here talking to you today.
Did I get that right, that Georgetown is somewhere over by Austin or something like that?
Just
it
north
is.
Austin.
It is. About 30 miles north, just up I-35.
There you go. For me, that's like a rock throw. I can go from one side of Houston, it's 45 or 50 miles. So it's like it could be the same town to me. And less traffic, I'm sure. All right, so let's get into this thing. How did you guys decide? Because you're just getting into it, and you said you'd done something else that wasn't really what we do. So how did you decide, and when did you decide that you needed to do real estate?
Brian, you want to take that one?
We just decided. Well, actually, it happened like this. Roxanne came running into my office with her hair on fire, screaming, "If we don't do something about our retirement, we're never going to be able to retire."
I love it.
And that kind of got us really off the ball. We'd been thinking about real estate for quite a while. We came out 6 years ago from Los Angeles, and, I mean, the market there was just too tough to deal with. And so we were kicking it around, but we knew we wanted to do it. We just... I guess fear and loathing kept us from really jumping all the way in. Roxanne was the one who found Lifestyle, so she can tell you about that.
All right.
We absolutely love it here in Texas. We're so happy we made the move, and we are really good to go here. So
Roxanne, how did you find Lifestyles?
I found Lifestyles right after, in 2018, we had just moved here, and as I was driving to Costco one day, boom, you were on the radio. And I loved the show. I was so inspired, and I thought, oh, I so want to do that someday. But it really was a someday because I didn't think we would ever have the money to do it. I had no idea, but I just thought these people were, you know, rich and famous, and I just thought, we're just ordinary folks. There's no way this is accessible to us. But I enjoyed the show, and oddly enough, every time I went to Costco, you were on the radio. So I'd been listening to you and listening to you. But at the time, quite honestly, it wasn't the right time for us to even consider this. We had so much happening in our family. There was no bandwidth. We had health issues going on. My dad was with us, and I was his full-time caregiver. And it just, it wasn't something we could do, but it was always in the back of my mind, always something that I just dreamed of. So, yeah, okay. I just sat there and fermented.
Well, let's take a step forward, because you are here, so somehow, what got you back and made you go ahead and decide to try it?
I'll tell you that one. We had this is something we wanted to do for a long time. We looked around. We tried several other, we attended some other seminars and found out about other systems. And we were always very reluctant because, quite honestly, they seemed scammy. It seemed like people wanted our money. And I know it, there's a cost to all these programs, but Lifestyles was different. And I'll tell you why we finally went to Lifestyles. We found out one day, quite by chance, that one of our neighbors here, whom we had gotten to know, and we knew he was a real estate investor, one day we found out that he was a Lifestyles member. And that really was the spark. That's Dan Einan, by the way. He's a passive investor now. He's been investing for quite some time. When we found out that Dan was a Lifestyles member, all of a sudden it's like, oh my goodness, you know, this is something we need to really look into. And that was really, at that point, is like, okay, let's follow through on this. Because we had been to other seminars that just, quite honestly, we knew were not for us. We felt like they were taking our money, and or they wanted to take our money, and we just were not comfortable with that.
Well, let me dig a little deeper here without giving their names of the specific programs, because I don't know that we can actually do that on the radio. Maybe we can, but what I would like to know is this. You've given me money. You didn't give them money. So the question is, what felt scammy about it? What about it felt, you know, like you need to take a shower after you went there?
I can tell you. It was the, I don't know if you're familiar with how these other things work, but it's like you go to the deal and it's a rah-rah deal. And then they sit you down at the end and they put on the huge pressure thing to sign the deal, sign the deal, sign the deal. Pay the money now, just a little bit right now, but get your signature on paper. You go through the whole seminar and it's rah, rah, rah. And then in the end, they sit you down with a guy who's a lender over your shoulder and another guy trying to force you to sign the paper and say, just sign today. We can get you. If you can't afford it, we can lend you the money. And, you know, it was just high pressure, high pressure, high pressure. And that just seemed like, man, that kind of went against everything we were all about. So that was the big thing. It was just yeah, high pressure sales. They were really,
that would make me get up and walk out. There's no doubt that would be very uncomfortable. Now, did you go to more than one of these other kinds of groups to look at them?
Or yeah, we went to a couple, and it was all kind of the same. So,
okay. Were these big national kind of groups, or were they just local? Because there's a lot of San Antonio, there's a lot of local groups.
I'm not even actually 100% sure. Actually, one of them for sure was national. One of them purported to be kind of national, but it didn't feel like they were.
Okay.
So we couldn't really even tell. But it was just the sales thing was so hardcore that we just were really turned
off. We're happy that you found us. So the question is, what entry vehicle did you come in by? Brought in by a referral, came to a free case study, came to a free workshop. What vehicle brought you through our doors? I'm just curious. This
we
is for my edification.
To the 2-day, the workshop.
Okay, you signed up for the 2-day.
Yeah, we signed up for the 2-day, and that was great. I mean that was really great. And then in the end, it was like, okay, so. Nobody even said, like, come here, sit down and sign something. If you feel like joining, go ahead. If not, you know, God bless you. That was kind of how we felt like it was, and there was no pressure whatsoever.
My
and
headlock that, guy must not have been working that day.
No, it was that was a big deal. That was a really big deal. So we had a day or two to think about it, and we just thought, you know what? This sounds more legit than anything we've seen, and that's why we jumped in. We just started with single family because I'm the B guy, and I said we had to kick the tires a little bit, but we've already signed up for passive now. So,
when you go to the 2-day, there's usually some major aha moments, something that just like, wow, that's what we've been missing. Because beforehand, you really didn't think you could do real estate. Now you think you can. Now you get it. And now you see how you get rich with it, or retire at least with it. Tell us what the aha moments, please.
I have one for you. Yeah. My aha moment was when, it's when I realized how much, you don't need that much money to get started. I couldn't believe
too.
That people were buying properties for such a low money down.
That is interesting, isn't it? The hard money approach really makes it a completely different animal than an outside person looking in. They don't get that. I understand.
That was a big thing for me too. I thought it was going to, you'd have to cough up a lot more to get in the game, and that was a holdback until I heard that. That was a big aha. You don't need that much to get in.
It was within our reach to do this. I really didn't believe it before. I did not believe we'd be able to do this.
So that now that aha came, that in my mind, I'm just sitting here feeling what the 2-day workshop feels like. At that point, did you start listening closer to what was going on? Because now you felt like we better listen to this stuff because we know we can do it now?
Yes. I was taking notes like a mad fiend. I'm trying to get every single word of that 2-day workshop because I just thought I have to get, because there was so much information. I'm like, I have to know this. I have to know this. I'm looking over at Brian. He's not taking notes. I'm like, oh my gosh. And by the end of the first day, my head was so full. I could barely take notes the second day because I was overwhelmed. But you know what, Del? We joined, and after we joined and I went to that portal, that's when I appreciated what a bargain it was to join Lifestyles, because that's when I saw that the education, there were hundreds of hours of videos covering everything that we did in the 2-day, but in tremendous detail. And that's where I thought, oh my gosh, I feel like this is basically almost, I would say, a university education for a very tiny amount of money. And that's how I realized, boy, this is great. And I didn't need to take all those notes because it's all here. It's all here right at my fingertips and more.
Yeah, it is.
It helps to see that this is not, it's not a bunch of slick real estate guys going out and doing, you know, these wacky real estate deals. Everybody was just regular people doing this. And I mean, like, just regular people that we talked to and we met when we were there that were, it was regular people. It was, it just felt like this is a doable deal.
So being the type B, Brian, and being that you were not taking notes, and I find that I can't take notes because then I don't really hear what I'm supposed to be hearing. As a type B, I'm looking for the big picture. What were the aha moments that you got because you weren't taking notes? You just go, oh, wow, that's a concept I need to know.
It was the overall deal. I was trying to soak it all in and see what it takes to make this happen. And the longer I was listening, the more I realized that this is doable. So that was the aha thing. This is actually doable. I think we could do this. And like I said, part of the other thing is seeing the other people who have been doing it were just like us. I mean, it wasn't like some crazy real estate moguls and people with millions of dollars to throw around. I mean, this was normal people doing this, and it seemed doable. It seemed imminently doable. And that's what got me hooked.
All right. I'm gonna ask you a specific question because it's a different question, completely different. Change the direction. In the second day of the 2-day class, we started by showing you that if you own a rent house and you don't pay and you don't, if you allow to own it too long, the equity becomes too great. If the equity is too great, the rate of return goes back down. And then we talk about take all of your net income or passive income and divide it by your net worth and find out what your rate of return is. And what happens in every class is 99% of the people have less than 1% rate of return on their net worth. And the people that are real estate investors have 6, 7, 8, 10%. Did you see or do you remember that part of the class where they showed you that most people don't make any money?
Yes.
What did you think of that point?
I just figured then that means you got to do it right. And so we'll do it the right way. I've never been maverick in this deal. I'm not going off on my own to do my own thing. It just felt like there was a plan to deal with that. So I just figured that was going
to
be okay.
What I was getting to, Brian, on that is back to Roxanne's hair on fire statement. We're not going to be able to retire. And the point that you should come out of the 2-day with is, you obviously, it's easy for us to say you won't be able to retire, and anybody can say what you can't do. But by the way, here's a way that you can retire. Did you get that out of the seminar, the big picture?
Yeah, absolutely. 100%.
How about you, Roxanne? Did you get that?
I certainly did. I'm not a numbers person, but I did get that, absolutely. And this is why we're here.
That's the reason.
So you decided to go ahead and start with single family. Let me be a fly on the wall for that discussion, if you don't mind. We'll all, the radio, the whole group of people in this world listening to you right now, want to be a fly on that wall. How did you come to the conclusion we need to do single family first? Share that conversation, please.
Well, I was ready to go.
Include the crying part?
Yes, include the crying part. That's the best part thing.
I'm the B guy. I will admit to that. She comes home and she's like, we're in, we're going to do this, let's go, come on, hop, hop, hop. And I'm like, I don't know, this is kind of scary. We're creative types. I'm a film guy. She's we've always been in the entertainment business. I mean, I'm not a business guy, you know, and that was the fear talking, you know.
All right, well, that's good. We'll stop right there, Brian, and take another short break. They're pushing us off the radio station. We'll be right back with Brian, Roxanne, the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
With a roadmap to creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Walmsley Radio Show returns in moments.
The Lifestyles Unlimited team of real estate investing mentors and educators want to meet you. Learn to retire in 5 years or less. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
You're hearing the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today on Tell Del Tuesday is Brian and Roxanne Coyne out of Georgetown, Texas. And as we went to break, I was asking them to share the story of how they decided what they were going to do first after they came out of the two-day educational class, which is really where you should learn everything from locating, evaluating, negotiating, contracting, closing, rehabbing, and leasing your properties. So, guys, let's pick that story up. Even with the crying, Brian, put the crying in. I want to hear the whole story.
So that was it. It was just the fear factor. We're, you know, creative people, not business people, and that was my deal. And I said, and so instead of going passive, I thought, well, let's just try this with, you know, what do we got to lose? So let's just try it with single family, and then we'll decide, you know, later on if we want to go the passive route. I'm sure Rox has a take on this.
I do. Well, so I've always been, I think, the one. Maybe I'm slightly more of a risk taker, although I wouldn't say I'm a huge risk taker, but I know that Brian is very slow to come to decisions. I've known this for a very long time. And I had been working on him before we went to the 2 day, because I knew I wanted to join, and I think he did too. But I knew that I know that I can only push so far. So I would have liked to go to the preferred level right away. But Brian really wanted to be challenged, and so I had to just sort of stop and accept that, because for him to even say, I'm willing to join at this level, is huge, and I know that, and I appreciate it. So I was grateful, and so it wasn't that big. I mean, I had to just stop talking. I just said, okay, I'm not going to say anything about preferred level anymore for a while, because this is the way it's going to happen, and I have to respect that. And we work together very well that way. We've worked together for as long as we've been together, since I was 25 or 20, whatever. We've always worked together, and there's always been this level of, okay, I can push this far, and then I have to back off and let Brian just do Brian's thing. And that's what I did. So we were fine with it. It was not that hard. I just had to keep my mouth shut.
Who did? Was one of you kind of the lead?
There's a story here. So we had the first one we bought. It was at an auction, and so it was an estate auction. And I told her, being the B guy, we're not going to get this house. This is just a learning experience. You know, let's see how auctions work, because I thought it was kind of an interesting thing, because the house was being sold for fairly cheap, or starting bid was fairly cheap. And I said, well, let's just go do it. Don't get your hopes up. She was all jacked up. She was like all excited. Oh, we're going to get a house, you know. And I'm like, we're not going to get it. We're just going to go and learn, figure out how this works. We got to the place. There was a lot of people there. And then I thought, okay, there's a lot of people. So there's no way we're going to get outbid on this thing. And it turned out like only two people were bidding. There was like three or four bids. And before we even had a chance to know what was going on, we owned the house. We had gone in figuring, okay, this is the maximum amount of money we can spend. It came in for under what our maximum was. And, I mean, it just shocked us both off our feet. It was like, what the heck just happened? And so we owned it. And it was like crazy.
You know, Brian, that sounds just like my story, the first house I ever bought. a realtor says, okay, I've got 10 of them here. They're all great deals. How many do you want? And I'm like, what? And I thought it would take forever to get a deal, right? I thought, man, it's going to take forever. I'm never going to find one. There's so many people that want them that you can't get them. And this guy said, I have 10 of them. I'll give you 10 right now. How many do you want? And I said, And so that's how I started. It sounds like the same thing. You just like you're overwhelmed by how easy it is to do this stuff is the point I'm trying to get to.
And that was 100% true. 100% true. And so, I mean, we've been looking and we've been, you know, we did the numbers. We did due diligence. You know, it wasn't like, you know, coming out of a clear blue sky. We pay attention. We follow the rules, man. I'm big on that. We're not going to do crazy stuff. We're not going to try and invent our own style of doing lifestyle stuff. We kind of follow the rules. So this was a good 3-2-2 house. It was solid. I mean, everything was good about it. I just didn't think it was going to happen. And it was bing, bang, bong. It was ours in a minute. I mean, it was so fast. We were both like staring at each other going, what the hell just happened?
Okay.
So it was
Let's
crazy.
Go to the next step. Now that you won it in the auction, what was the next thing you did in this process?
I had one big hang up, and it was just a personal thing, but I've heard all of my life about, we did a lot of work on our own house, you know, throughout the years and all that. I did tons and tons and tons and tons of work. But what we heard was about contractors. And the big fear was getting a decent contractor to get the job done and this thing done right. And I give 1,000% credit to Roxanne. She did massive due diligence. She called people. She called their references. She looked them up online. She looked up reviews on people. I mean, she really did the homework about finding somebody, and we found a great guy. And that was the thing that had me the most worried and scared. And you hear stuff from people, you know, contractors flaking on you or, you know, walking away and not finishing and all that.
How did you guys set up the specifications of what you wanted to do? You walk a house, you just bought it. You go walk it and you say, we need this stuff to be done to bring this to the best product, best price kind of product Lifestyles want you to have. Who helped you figure out what needed to be done at that point?
Joey helped tremendously. Joey happens to be our neighbor, too. We live 3 blocks away, so we bother him quite a lot. He's been very helpful.
He's Joey been phenomenal. That guy is absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah.
And everything in the training, too. I mean, it's not rocket science. It's all there. In the videos and everything else, it's like, here's what you need to do this properly, but not to overdo it. And so best product, best price. And so we did a ton of research on the neighborhood, on what things around were like. I mean, just if you go by the book, you can't go wrong. If you go by the book, you can't go wrong.
We did all the inspections, too. We got all the inspections that we needed, so we knew what needed to be done on that house. We also found a local realtor because, unfortunately, where we were, we didn't have access to the Lifestyles team, but we found somebody wonderful, and he was with us every step of the way as well. So yes, by following the Lifestyles model to the T and just going by all the education that we had been ingesting and digesting, and then availing ourselves of Joey and other members too, we had a pretty clear picture of what needed to be done. And we had a great GC who was tremendously knowledgeable. So, yeah.
For people that don't know what that means, GC is general contractor. That's somebody you hire that brings in all the different people to do all the different kinds of work that's necessary. How long did the renovation take?
About 3 months.
3 months? Yeah.
Yeah, because being the first thing, we made a couple of mistakes. One was the permitting thing. We didn't realize how long it would take for the permits to come through. So we had a lot of wait around time to get the permits. They're slow in the area that we were at. And so that kind of slowed us down. We probably could have been done faster, but, you know, I think we originally assumed it would be 3 months anyway. So that.
Curiosity, where's the house? Where's it located at?
In Killeen.
How long did it take to rent the house? And when did you start that process?
By the time we got done with the renovation, we put a for rent sign out there and a sign in the window with some details. And so as we were actually completing the renovation, we were already having people stop by and ask questions. And we got a fabulous tenant in there within about 4 weeks of putting the sign out on the front yard.
And that was because it was over Christmas and New Year's. I mean, we couldn't have come into a worse time to rent it, but we still had a lot of people looking.
Okay.
Yep.
So the next question is, let's go back to the numbers of the deal. How much equity capture did you get in this deal?
About $56,500.
All right. So we're going to play with, I'm going to do a little radio math, which is never appropriate to do. But what was the house appraised for after you repaired it? What was it worth?
$220,000.
What is it worth? $220,000. And what did you pay for it to buy it?
$83,000.
At the auction?
$83,000.
Only $83,000. And how much renovation did you put into it?
$65,000.
So I'm coming up with $8,814. You got $148,000 in it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Closing costs, I'm going to $150,000 from $220,000. Minus $150,000. You've got some 5 from 12 is 7. $70,000. And you're saying you ended up with equity of how much? Total captured equity?
$56,500.
Okay. So there was other costs in there, closing costs and so forth. So for the people listening on the radio, what this means is they bought this house and instantly captured equity of $56,000. Now, how much came out of pocket to do this deal? And I assume you did a hard money lender deal on this, right? Where they paid the hard money, gave you the money to buy it and to do the renovation?
Yep.
So how much
cash
did you have to come out of pocket on
this? Total of about $9,800.
Whoa. You made $56,000 on $9,800.
Yeah.
Man.
And we could have probably done a little bit better, but we made a couple of rookie mistakes, which was just doing some added things to the house because we thought it would be nicer. And I'm happy with doing that. But we probably would have made a little bit more if we hadn't done that.
You fell prey to making the house look like you want a house to look like and not what a tenant would want.
Not 100%. No way. We didn't go that far, but we did a couple of little things that made it like.
We took out a wall. Brian knocked out a wall as an afterthought.
571% return.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
571% return. I had a guy call me up the other day, joined up, and he calls me, says, Mr. Dell. He goes, I don't understand how I make money with this. How do I make any money? And he'd already taken the 2-day. I go, man, you got to take the 2-day again. You don't get it, do you? And I explained it to him, you know, and just like this right now, just made 571% return, $56,000 on $9,800. And, you know, those are the kind of examples you see when you come to the meetings and everything. And this guy's like, I don't understand. Where is the money?
I'm absolutely blown away. It's phenomenal.
It's a mind bender.
How much did you equity capture make on the second one?
That one's closer to about 38.
Yeah. A pittance, $38,000.
Yeah, I know.
So 56 and 38, you've already made $90,000.
In the first year.
Yes.
It is.
And if I hadn't been so scared, it probably would have been at least another house. But you know what? That's what it takes. We did it slow and took our time. But yeah, it's almost $100,000 in 1 year.
Let's talk about cash flow. Let's move over to that now. How much positive cash flow did you have on each house?
Not tons. And we knew that going in because the market and the interest rates now are not that great. So it's close to 150.
And insurance, too.
And insurance, it's going up. So it's about 150 on each.
Okay. So we've got 150 each. That's kind of numbers I made when I first started. That because the interest rates were so high when I started, you would be in that situation where you could get great equity capture, but there wasn't a lot of cash flow because of the high interest rates. Mm-hmm. When the interest rates come back down, by the way, your cash flow is going to go up. And over time, as you raise your rents, that cash flow will go up. The other part that you have to keep in mind is you also are paying down two mortgages. So your tenants are actually buying the houses for you. And
we got no problem with this. I mean, we knew this going in. Everybody said it. Our mentor was telling us about that the whole time. You're not going to get great cash flow. Go for the equity play, and that's so totally on board. That's exactly what it is.
Well, it sounds like you had two home runs here. Let's talk for a minute now about where you guys are right now. It's, again, the fly on the wall kind of conversation. What are you guys thinking at this point?
We are thinking that in 2025, we'd like to get one more single-family home. there is a lot available right now in that area in Killeen, and we know the area, and we have a great team, so we'd like to go with one more home there. We'll be diving into that preferred investor group education, and I would like to buy an apartment building.
Okay. That sounds possible. Well, guys, looks like we're at the end of the show. Thank you for coming on. I really appreciate you sharing your story. And for the rest of you out there, get off the couch. Don't be afraid. Do something. And remember, it's not the money. It's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more of Del's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.